It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Hi-ho, 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 it's home from where we go. Hi-ho, 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 hi-ho.
The Oregon Ducks fall from the Swamp Swami Top 25 this week. The Oregon Ducks had a really tough weekend. Oregon senior field goal kicker Camden Lewis barely missed on a 45-yard attempt to tie the game on the final play at the University of Washington last Saturday. With 60,000 Huskies fans screaming louder than a Seattle-manufactured Boeing 737 jetliner, that final kick slowly veered off to the right and barely missed. If he had made that field goal, the game would have been tied at 36 points apiece and moved into overtime. But Washington won the game, 36-33, and moved to 6-0 on the season. That victory catapulted the Huskies from number 13 last week to number 5 in this week's SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 rankings. With the loss, though, Oregon took the biggest tumble of the week in my poll. Now 5-1, the Ducks plummeted all the way from number 10 last week to number 26 this week. Now how could Oregon fall completely out of the rankings in 1 week? Well, it's time to grab my SwampSwamiSports.com rulebook and show you the evidence. The goal of my SwampSwami Sports Top 25, now in its sixth season, has been to provide a clean slate of teams every year. Nobody gets any preseason rankings. I don't even provide a ranking until after the first month of play. Each team is given a chance to perform on the field the way it's supposed to be, regardless of what conference they play in. And if they beat all comers, a team is going to move up in the rankings. Ties are broken by the records of the opponents, which your team has beaten already through the current weekend. After last Saturday's tough loss, Oregon moved to 5-1 on the year. Now, according to my ranking rules, the Ducks must fall below any of the unbeaten teams that are remaining, and there are 11 of them left, plus any 6-1 teams, and 9 of them remain. So that means that Oregon's ceiling in my rankings this week could be as high as number 21. Oregon's best win this year, though, has come over a 4-3 Colorado Buffaloes team. Now, if the Buffs had won that game on Friday night against Stanford, Colorado would be standing with a 5-2 record instead of 4-3. And a win by Colorado last Friday night would have given Oregon the number 23 slot this week. So now let's take a look at all those 5-1 teams and their best win in 2023 used to determine this week's rankings. This week, number 21 is going to be Texas, who won at 6-1 Alabama earlier this year. Our number 22 team this week, Ole Miss, won at 5-1 Tulane. Number 23, Utah's best win was beating Florida, who's now 5-2. Number 24 is Tulane. They won at 4-2 Memphis last weekend. And number 25 this week is Duke, and they beat 4-2 Clemson. So the other 5-1 teams which didn't make our top 25 this week are number 26, Oregon, whose best win so far is over 4-3 Colorado. Number 27 will be Georgia State. They beat a 4-3 Marshall team. Number 28 is Tennessee, whose best win is beating 4-3 Texas A&M. And number 29 at 5-1 is UNLV. They somehow have had a very easy schedule. Their toughest win is over 2-5 Hawaii. So that's why Oregon, who's 5-1, dropped all the way down to number 26 this week. So in addition to beating 4-3 Colorado, the Ducks' other wins have come against FCS division, Portland State, who's only 3-3, Texas Tech, who's 3-4, Hawaii, who is 2-5, and Stanford, who is 2-5. With 6 games against the Pac-12's top tier still to be played, Oregon will have plenty of chances to knock off one or more of those teams with an impressive one-loss record on the year. And if they do, we'll see those Ducks flying back up the SwampSwamiSports.com rankings once again.
Yes!
Now, speaking of mediocre teams, this week we welcomed in a couple of newcomers to our top 25 rankings from the Mid-American Conference. The Toledo Rockets, number 19, and the Miami, Ohio Redhawks, number 20, both won last weekend and moved to 6-1 on the year. Sadly, neither of our poll newbies has notched a win in 2023 over a team with a winning record. Now, this directly points a finger at a big weakness in my rankings. Since each team's one-loss record does play a critical role, teams from lesser-known and less-respected conferences, such as the MAC, will get a little bit more respect in my poll. But that's okay, at this point of the season, that is. Lest you forget, 2022's Tulane Green Wave, which finished 12-1, and 2021's UT San Antonio teams vaulted into my rankings long before they appeared in the Associated Press or the National Coaches Poll. If a mid-major program wins every game on its schedule, why shouldn't they be rewarded this year? And in this week's rankings, the number 7 team is 6-0 Liberty from Conference USA. The number 8 team will be 6-0 James Madison from the Sun Belt Conference. And our number 10 team is the unbeaten 6-0 Air Force from the Mountain West. I say we celebrate these teams as being three of the remaining 11 unbeaten football teams, well, at least for one more week. And finally, let's enjoy America's newest thrill ride, the Colorado Buffaloes. The Colorado Buffaloes have been the darlings of college football in 2023. After finishing last year with a 1-11 record, this year's Buffaloes shot out of the gate with a 45-42 upset win of TCU coming in Fort Worth. The team this year is currently 4-3, despite their devastating 46-43 double overtime nobody saw it coming loss last Friday at home to Stanford. CU is now 1-1 in double overtime thrillers, though, in 2023. New coach Deion Sanders has brought a renewed enthusiasm and excitement to Boulder. And it's hard to believe, but Colorado has experienced just one winning season since 2005. There have been five other coaches come and go during that 17-year drought. Coach Prime's new Buffaloes are built on speed on both offense and defense. And in year one, they do not have a lot of quality depth on the roster. Now, that should be expected when more than half of last year's team is gone and replaced with transfers and freshmen. Colorado's remaining schedule in the Pac-12 is filled with some very tough games. The Buffs will travel to play 4-2 UCLA, then are back at home for 5-1 Oregon State and the surging 4-3 Arizona Wildcats, and then finish the season with back-to-back road games at 4-2 Washington State and 5-1 Utah. That's a tough slate. A 6-6 finish for Colorado will make them the most desirable 500 college football bowl team in history. The Buffs have this week off to get over last Friday's devastating loss to Stanford. Coach Deion Sanders' team must regroup and refocus on these final five games of the season ahead. But win or lose, Colorado has been mighty entertaining to watch this season. Now, on with the countdown. At number 25 this week, from the ACC at 5-1, it's the Duke Blue Devils. 24th this week from the American Conference is the Tulane Green Wave. Coming in at number 23 from the Pac-12, it's the Utah Utes. At 22 from the SEC at 5-1, the Ole Miss Rebels. And our top 5-1 team this week at number 21 from the Big 12, the Texas Longhorns. And they will visit Big 12 newcomer, the University of Houston, 3 o'clock this Saturday on Fox. At number 20 from the Mid-America Conference, the Miami of Ohio Redhawks. Now they will host our number 19 team, the Toledo Rockets, 3 p.m. this Saturday on ESPNU. Number 18 from the Mountain West at 6-1, the Fresno State Bulldogs. At number 17, the team which dropped from number 3 last week, the USC Trojans. The Trojans were, well, drilled by Notre Dame last Saturday night. They will try to get back on the right side of things with a tough game. They're hosting Utah, who's 5-1, this Saturday at 7 p.m. on Fox. Number 16 from the Big Ten at 6-1, the Iowa Hawkeyes. At number 15 with a big win over Kentucky on the road last week from the SEC, the Missouri Tigers. And at number 14, dropping from number 5 last week out of the ACC, the Louisville Cardinals, who were upset by lowly Pitt last weekend. Shame on you. We have a tie at number 12 this week at 6-1 for the best record at 6-1, by the way. The Alabama Crimson Tide and Oregon State Beavers, they're both 6-1. Their best win has come against a 5-1 team by 14 points apiece. Now, Alabama is going to entertain 5-1 Tennessee 2:30 p.m. this Saturday on CBS. And now our undefeated teams. At number 11 from the ACC, the North Carolina Tar Heels are 6-0. Number 10, the Air Force Academy from the Mountain West. At number 9 from the ACC at 6-0, Florida State. Now a surprise at number 8 from the Sun Belt. Yep, the Sun Belt. It's the James Madison Dukes. And at number 7 from Conference USA at 6-0, the Liberty Flames. Coming in at number 6, we have three teams from the Big Ten. This is our first one, the Ohio State Buckeyes. They will host Penn State, 11 a.m. Saturday on Fox. That'll be a dandy. At number 5 this week after their big win over Oregon from the Pac-12, at 6-0, it's the Washington Huskies. At number 4 this week after a bye week, the Oklahoma Sooners are 6-0. This weekend they'll entertain 3-3 University of Central Florida. That game is 11 a.m. on ABC. In our top 3, from the Big Ten, it's the Penn State Nittany Lions, who will go to Ohio State to play on Saturday on Fox. At number 2 from the Big Ten, at 7-0, one of only two teams that are 7-0 in the country, the Michigan Wolverines. And for the second week in a row, our top team in the SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25, the Georgia Bulldogs. Now, Georgia will have a bye week this week, and then they'll be ready for the world's largest cocktail party against the Florida Gators in Jacksonville in another 2 weeks.